Be'ezah Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Ram's Hilchas Avon, the laws of mourning, in the Sefer Shevet, the book of Judges, where we continue the theme regarding the laws of mourning, specifically regarding hearing the report about the death, and regarding mourning amongst a group of other people. And Rambam gives a halacha regarding the difference between a recent tiding and what's called old news, the Shmur Recheika. Mishabo Leishmua, if someone gets tidings, Shemes Leikarv, that a relative of his that he has to mourn over passed away. So, if it's within 30 days from the passing that he heard this report, then even day 30 itself, but it's within 30 days, that's considered a recent tiding. And then he has to conduct himself the 7 days of mourning from the day that he hears the tidings, and he tears his garments, and he counts the what's called the shleishim, the 30 days of the prohibition of cutting his hair, with all other halachas. The rule of is as follows: that the hearing, the recent tiding from his relative, is like the day of the burial. Aval, but if he hears the tidings, he hears the report after already it's been past 30 days, or he's a shmur rechayka, that's considered a distant tiding. Then the halacha of avel is only going to be for 1 day. Then the kareya does not tear his garments. And it's as if the day that he hears this report, it's like it's already day 7, day 30, and mixes him kakula, and actually even part of the day is like the whole day. As Rambam can dis halacha beis, kitsa mixes him kakula, what does it mean, part of the day is like the whole day? So it's only 1 day mourning. But if he already did 1 moment of mourning, it's part of the day that he conducted himself. It's as if he already conducted himself the whole day of mourning, and therefore muta lindel, he's allowed to put on his shoes, to bathe, to blush, and to anoint himself, and to cut his hair, b'shar him already regarding the rest of the day. So he's permitted all the other things too. Halacha gimel. Now what happens if misha bo lishmu kudreva b'teicha rega? What happens if he hears a recent tiding, but he hears it on the yomtiv itself, which there's no halachas of conducting one in mourning on the yomtiv, maybe on Shabbos or on the Shabbos day. Now, what happens is, la'achar Shabbos or achar regel, by the time it's already after Shabbos or after the yomtiv, nasis rechayke, it's already past day 30 now already, because let's say day 30 was on Shabbos or the yomtiv. So then, oilalai, the Shabbos or the yomtiv is considered as if it was already 30 days. Now, it's as if he didn't hear it until after the yomtiv, because he couldn't tear his garment and to do any avelis on Shabbos Hayamtiv. And therefore, ve'ini noig lachar regel, or lachar Shabbos, eliyam mechel bavad. Therefore, after Shabbos, after Yom Tov, he's only going to conduct himself 1 day of mourning, and muktzah sayim kekuli, and part of it is like the whole day comes from, like explained in previous halacha, and that's it. He won't have to keep the halacha of the Shiva and the Shleishim had it been counted already from Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's not, because he doesn't have avelis generally on regards to the Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore, it's going to be 1 day. Halacha dalt. What happens if someone's relative passes away? Now he doesn't know this idea until he comes to the place where the relative that passed away was buried, and he sees the relatives are sitting in shiva and mourning. So if he was a close distance where he was, which is a distance of 10 parasais, that he could have came in 1 day, because a regular person walks in 1 day, could walk up until 10 parasais. So then, even if he ends up coming on the 7th day of the Shiva, if he finds people still consoling by the greatest one of the house, although they're already like already moving, shaking to get up, but since he came and he found that there were still people consoling and therefore the mourning was still in existence, it's going to be counted to him as if he counted with them and he doesn't have to count a separate Shiva for himself. And the morning, tashlim shlishim yom, and then he just finishes off the remaining 23 days of the shlishim with them. Now, v'mleim matzam nachman, but by the time he came there, there weren't anyone consoling anymore, because already in the morning of the 7th day, they're ready to get up, and he missed it, and the last morning has already left. Then morning latzam, and then he has to count the shiva for himself. And v'chenim hayi b'makam rachik, so too, if let's say he was at a great distance, further than 10 parasois. So then, afilu b'yimshin, even comes on the 2nd day of the morning, he has to count his own 7 and 30 days from the day that he comes, because since he couldn't have came on the 1st day when the morning started, he cannot be considered as connected and to combine with them for their counting. Halachay, regarding the mourner leaving his house. The mourner on the 1st 3 days, it doesn't go even to another house of mourning where they're also sitting Shiva. After day 3 and onwards, he can go, But in the Yeshiv B'makam Anachamim, it doesn't sit where those consoling are sitting. El B'makam HaMesnachamim, it sits where the mourners, those who are being consoled, sit. And V'leitzit L'makam Acher, but it cannot go anywhere else, Mi Pesach Beisai, to leave from the opening of his house, Kol Shabbos Rishon, the whole first week. Shni, the second week, Yeitzi can go out, but V'en Yeshiv B'makam, it doesn't sit in his regular place. Shlish is the third week, Yeshiv B'makam, he can sit in his regular place, but V'en Madarka, it doesn't talk in the normal way. Revis, the fourth week, Arik called him back to being like a regular person. Halach Abav continues regarding the Kohen Gadol, and then regarding that of the Melech, as they have the halachas regarding mourning. So Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Chayim b'chol divrei avelus, he's obligated in all the halachas of mourning. Elish asla the krei begadav lamala, when the person tears kriya, has to tear their garment, they tear it from the top. Kohen Gadol doesn't tear his garment on the top. The Torah says he's not to tear his garment. And ulagala para, neither is he allowed to have his hair grow long. And belotzazar chamita, doesn't go after the coffin to take it out to be buried. Moreover, but everyone comes to console him in his house. Now, kshemavin, I say, which the first meal after the burial, they have to give him a meal to eat. So kol ha-mesubin al-aretz, all the people, they sit on the ground. But he's a kind God that we have to respect him. He sits on the bench. And they tell him, when they console him, onu kaparascha, they tell the kind God that we are your atonement for your loss. And he says to them, Tish Baruch Hu Neshamayim, you should be blessed from heaven. Now, if the Kohen Gadol wants to console others, so he can go. But Hamamuna, the deputy, the skan of the Kohanim, Mematzei B'Toch Ha'am, makes that the Kohen Gadol should be in the middle, meaning the attendant is on his right, all the people are on the left, and the Kohen Gadol is in the middle. And he says to the mourners, Tinachamu, you should be consoled. Halacha Zayin. Now, V'chein HaMelech, so to the king, Chayit B'chol Divrei Avelus, he's also obligated in all the halachas of mourning. He doesn't leave the opening of his palace to go after the dead who's being buried. Enough to say, for sure, if it's not of his own relative, some other people have died, for sure he doesn't leave. And he does not go to comfort other mourners. And although we find that David HaMelech went after Avner and did follow after the coffin, that's that was just to notify the people that it wasn't executed with his own will, and that's why he went after. But in general, the king does not leave. Halacha ches, in adam nechnas lamelech l'nachmoy. Now, no person could just go into the king to comfort him. El avadim, only his servants, or mishan nasan l'rishus l'kanas, or someone that he gives permission to enter. And moreover, ve'in lam rishus l'dabal l'dibet tanchumen, did not speak them words of consolation. Elikfi mashiyash l'isam, only according to what he lets them. Ukshemav l'isam, when they give him that meal from the others that the mourner has to eat. All the people are reclining on the ground, and he reclines on this bed that has a leather sheet which is tied to the bedpost with straps. That's what he sits on when he is the mourner.